Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, wrapping up some thoughts and hope for changes in how federal land management advances within the new administration. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Over the past few visits, we've been covering the hopeful anticipation of having the next presidential administration in operation and changing the approach that the current administration has pursued. After naming North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as the Secretary of Interior and also the Energy Czar, serving as the chair of a newly formed National Energy Council, there was additional sharpening of the focus by proposing Chris Wright as the Secretary of Energy. While much of our specific interest is on better administration of multiple uses, especially livestock grazing, a lot of the legacy media attention is turned to oil and gas pumping and increasing the flow of fossil fuel energy, which we're supposed to believe is inappropriate. Agriculture is also very dependent on gas and diesel fuels, so in many ways, we also need to be interested in having sufficient and affordable amounts of these fuels. Getting to a point where our government isn't trying to force an agenda of anti-carbon-based energy down our throats is progress to itself. We need to understand that expanding actual multiple use on federal lands away from the non-use mantra that the current administration has been pushing won't be simple, quiet, or painless. Advocates for this non-multiple use are preparing for expansion of their legal assaults that they've used in the past. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.